Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our friend from Channel 5 in 45, Tom Hauser, is with us. I'm assuming he has run 7 marathons this morning before our conversation. Tom, when you think of Paul Bunyan and you think of a city in Minnesota, are you Akeley, are you Brainerd, or are you Bemidji?
I am Brainerd for a very simple reason. When I was a kid, we used to go to Paul Bunyan Land, and yes. I was always so amazed, and I was grateful that this still existed when my kids were little and they got to marvel at the same thing. When you would walk through the gate, Paul exactly. Bunyan would know your name. Little did I know, you know, the parents are giving the names as you buy tickets and check in, and then letting the person on the voice of Paul Bunyan, and then Paul Bunyan would say your name. And you don't ever forget that when you're a little impressionable kid. So I always think of Brainerd, and I rued the day when Paul Bunyan Land turned into a Kohl's department store.
I'm with you. Is it true that when you walked through, Paul Bunyan called you a media jackal?
He called me a media jackal in training because it was probably 25 or 30 years before I in fact became a media jackal.
Before you became. When is the last time you chatted with the former governor? We had him on. Dan, what would you say? We had Jesse on a couple months ago, 3 months ago?
That sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
you wrote a book on the young man.
I did, and Pat Kessler and I and the governor had actually a very nice, cordial talk, which we didn't often have while he was governor. No. Sadly, at the memorial service for David Ruth, you probably remember, well, of course you remember David Ruth.
I worked with David
for years
and was so saddened by the news that David passed away, and then I had found out that David passed away and then somehow didn't find out, or either I found out and I forgot, or I didn't find out. I felt terrible that I wasn't there because I knew David well.
Yeah, well, he was working at Rice University down in Texas after he had worked for Governor Ventura, and he worked at WCCO and KFAN. He worked all over the place. And so at his memorial service, the local one they had here in the Twin Cities, Pat Kessler and I talked to the governor at length, mostly about his hairstyle. He had no hair when he was governor, and now, of course, he has the long flowing locks. Still no hair on top, but he's got the ponytail somehow. I don't know how that all works, but yeah. So that was the last time we talked to our esteemed former governor.
Yes. All right.
My book, by the way, is still available.
And the name of the book, remind folks.
Inside the Ropes with Jesse Ventura, a laugh-out-loud political riot, according to the Washington Post. It's like this just comes off the tongue, Chad. It's like 19 years haven't gone by since I wrote it.
When is the last time you received a $1.47 like check that they wrote you just for something?
Oh, I get those once a year. And 147 might be a little high in recent years, but I still get those statements every now and again. Every year. They're actually very good. But University of Minnesota Press,
that's good.
Publisher, yep.
Zero to 100, I'm saying.
Yeah. enough about
yes,
it.
Yes, enough on your book and Paul Bunyan. 0 to 100, I'm saying there is a 100% chance that we will have a special session. Do you want to disagree?
No, I do not want to disagree, because I have seen this play before, and it has the same
many times,
almost every single time. And this year there are even more moving parts than usual, because of the pandemic, because of police accountability, just a number of things that many of them have nothing to do with the budget, but they all become trading chips at the end of session on the governor's emergency powers. How could I forget that? If you don't give this up, we're not going to give you this, even though, again, they have nothing to do with the budget, which is their number one priority in an odd year in 2021. The budget is supposed to be job 1, 2, and 3, and it often takes a backseat to these other issues that come up seemingly every year.
So let's talk about the federal money that just came from D.C. Is it $2.6 billion or $2.8 billion? It's an extraordinary high number, correct?
It's $2.6 billion. And the question, and as Senator Gazelka said on the Senate floor today, that's one of the things they're trying to work through, is how can that money be spent? Because everybody has different ideas about how to spend it. And
sure,
should the legislature have some say over how it is spent, or should the governor spend it under his emergency powers? There's a lot of consternation about that. You also have to remember that this is one-time money in theory, so you can't, dedicate it toward an ongoing part of the budget that in 2 years you'd have to fill that hole, because the federal government money wouldn't be there. So it's a real Rubik's Cube, as usual, trying to figure out the end game.
To me, Tom, I'm going to be bold on this one. This is utterly ridiculous if the legislature does not play a significant role in this. I get that the governor, for an extended period of time, needed the emergency powers, and even if he needs to keep it and make sure every penny comes, but all the states are getting money. Okay, when we're approaching $3 billion, and for any governor, Republican or Democrat, does not matter, where he or she would get to decide how to spend that money, as opposed to in the normal process through the legislature, to me is asinine.
And I think many, obviously, all Republicans would probably agree with you, and probably a good many Democrats. And I think even the governor would agree with you. But the governor has to, from his viewpoint, he wants some give and take with the legislature to decide how this money is going to be spent. And he wants them to be engaged, and he wants to go through that process. But again, it all gets complicated here we are 1 week from when they're supposed to adjourn by May 7th, which was Friday. They were supposed to have budget targets for here's how much money we have to spend, and so here's how much revenue we need to bring in. They haven't even agreed on that number yet. And so they're a week away, and you've got police accountability reform that many Democrats are insisting on, many Republicans insisting on the governor giving up emergency powers. And if he doesn't give them up willingly, then the DFL-controlled House could vote along with the Republican Senate to end the powers. So there's any number of things that could be done. And then, of course, there's the $2.6 billion. So there's all of these things that are in this pot, this stew, and they're now, as usual, down to a week to go. And I crunched some numbers today. In the first 141 years of state history, we had a total of 40 special sessions. Since 2001, so in the last 20 years, we've had 25. But this, if we have another one coming up next week, we'd have our 25th. That's remarkable. It's more than one a year. And the numbers in the 90s were inflated by all the Minnesota Twins stadium special sessions.
Oh, yeah,
so
right.
Those numbers were kind of inflated in the 90s, but it has become increasingly common, to the point of, as we talked about on our conference call at Channel 5 today, it's almost not even news anymore when they might go to special session. It's become that commonplace.
No. And that's it's not special anymore. It just isn't. Let's take a quick break, come back. Police reform for sure. And what do the Democrats need to get for Democrats to say that's enough, we'll sign off on other areas? And Tom mentioned pot in another expression. There's a vote on legalizing marijuana. We'll talk that in moments with Tom Hauser from Channel 5 here on CCO. Tom Hauser from Channel 5 is with us. It's 12:51. That is the Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to learn about energy-efficient Infinity from Marvin Windows. In the days and weeks after George Floyd's death and now the murder conviction of Derek Chauvin, you did have police reform passed through the legislative session. Democrats felt like it was not enough. Republicans felt like it was a major step. Democrats, as you know better than me, Tom, want more. I personally think more should happen. Democrats are not going to get everything they want. But in this trade back and forth, which you laid out very skillfully in the previous segment, are there areas where you think the Republicans will say yes to this? And so these particular police reform ideas and options will become law in the state.
Yeah, I think there are some areas where Republicans could go along with Democrats. They're certainly not going to go along with the entire list of a dozen or so things that they want. And one of the things that I think is going to be difficult that you've heard a lot about are the traffic stops. Prohibiting police from stopping people who are driving if they have an equipment violation or expired license tabs, that type of thing. And, you know, those are tools that law enforcement often uses as well to catch drunk drivers and other people. And, you know, so it's not – it could have a lot of unintended consequences in terms of taking away a tool for law enforcement to enforce actual – traffic laws. I mean, it's very rare still, despite all the publicity, when these stops turn into a fatal incident. But as we saw in Dante Wright's case, that does happen. I don't think Republicans are going to go that far. You know, that they do want, Democrats want a database to be kept of law enforcement misconduct so that, you know, anybody can go up and look and see, you know, the misconduct record. You know, that's more of a record keeping thing that I think maybe they could go along with. They're not going to go along with eliminating qualified immunity for law enforcement, you know, meaning, you know, they could be sued for almost anything they do on the job. I don't see Republicans ever going along with that. But there are some areas, you know, they might, Republicans might go a third of the way or maybe a fourth of the way. They're not going to take the whole 100% that Democrats want.
The House will vote today on passing marijuana for recreational use. I assume it's going to pass, and I'm assuming it doesn't get a vote in the Senate. Is that about right?
Yes. It's all but certain to pass in the House. I think it passed through 13 or 14 committees. It's about the most committee stops I've ever seen a bill have.
But why? Were they just trying to cover themselves? I mean, that's
I think so.
Unnecessary.
They wanted to build up this, you know, huge groundswell. You know, look at its past taxes. It passed the Ag Committee. It passed Judiciary. It passed Public Safety. It passed everything. So how could you be against it? But remember, every one of those committees is the majority is populated by Democrats who tend to favor this legislation far more than Republicans. So it will, in all likelihood, pass on the House floor, but it will. It would be very unlikely if it even gets a vote on the Senate floor.
So we got a minute. If Gazelka said, I'm not for it, but I'll let you vote in the Senate, would it still go down?
I think it would still go down, yes. I think you might even, there might even be a couple of Senate Democrats who, based on their district, might not be able to vote for it. But I don't see that scenario playing out. I think the best chance for this to become law, as long as Republicans are in charge of one of the chambers, would be if it went to a constitutional amendment, and then you leave it up to the voters.
Great stuff. We'll be watching you all week on Channel 5 and 45, and I'm sure we'll talk in the next week also. Thanks, man.
It'll be a busy one. Okay, thanks, Chad. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too. And again, I've said this before, I'll say it again. Recreational marijuana should be legal. We're adults. We can make decisions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.